Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name is David Rourke. My wife just called me to inform me that you guys billed my debit card, $59.92. I think this is all the result of some survey I was told would prompt a Makita drill being given to me from a Home Depot survey or something of that nature. Can you help me square this away? Because I don't want anything to do with any of this. I never do that kind of thing, and it was a mistake.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
02359.
02359?
Yep.
Yeah, what was your first and last name?
My first name is David. My last name is Rourke, R-O-U-R-K-E.
What was your mailing address?
49 Puritan Road, Pembroke, Mass.
And I do see there was a contest that was entered for the Makita. Whenever you enter that contest, it's a sweepstakes. It's a chance to win it. Hello?
Oh, were you asking me a question, dear?
No, I was saying that Makita drill is a sweepstakes. Whenever you enter that, you would be enrolled in our subscription where you get $120 or $100 credit towards any purchase on our website.
Nope, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. I just want you to credit my account to $59.92 and we'll forget we ever met.
Yeah, so if you would like to try it out, we can offer you a $30 monthly rate.
Nope, no thank you. I don't want anything. And this survey, this was sanctioned by Home Depot?
We're not Home Depot. You do a customer support survey for Home Depot, but when you choose those gifts at the end, that is a sweepstakes.
So does Home Depot sanction this type of... I'm trying to be diplomatic, dear, but that seems like a scam.
The survey is for Home Depot, as stated in the terms and conditions. The contest is through a third-party call center.
Okay. So calling Home Depot customer service is the way to go to express my frustration with the whole thing.
That would be up to you. We can go ahead and have the account canceled. That stops any future billings. But because you entered the contest, we can't issue a refund.
You're going to bill me $59.92?
That's correct. That's a valid charge because you tried to claim that prize. You entered the contest. You would have had to agree that you read and understood the terms and conditions.
What's the name of this company?
We're a third-party call center.
Yeah, what's the name of the company, ma'am?
Or just a third-party call center. That's why we answer the phone as customer support. We represent for different companies.
Listen, I understand you're just doing your gig, dear. This isn't on you, but I want at least a telephone number or the name of someone that I can call that's above you.
This would be the customer support number to call for that survey that you did. We're a call center. We handle surveys. Like I said, when you pick the gift at the end, it's through a third-party call center. We're that third-party call center that the survey gets at the end is through.
So I have no recourse to recoup my $59.92 for this scam.
Yeah, it's not a scam. The terms and conditions are on the website.
It is a scam.
I'm sorry.
Nowhere in there did it say that it was going to be a monthly charge to anything.
What's in the terms
and conditions? All it said was I was going to pay shipping charges for the Makita drill.
In the terms and conditions, it states that's a contest.
Yeah.
Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes.
It's C as in Charlie. 92.
What is it?
Zero. C as in Charlie.
Yep.
92.
92. 08. 74. 74. 43. 43. 1. One.
That's correct.
C920874431.
That's correct.
Okay.
Thanks for calling customer support.
I'll be calling Home Depot immediately.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.